Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from elementary school. I'm looking to speak with Nick.
Hi, yes, this is him.
Hi, Nick. My name is Darvin Schlong. I'm an administrator at your son's school. How you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Listen, I'm calling all the parents to see if they received the flyer that we sent home last week regarding Halloween.
I actually don't think I saw anything.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad I caught you. So, as you know, in previous years here, we let the kids dress up as whatever they want on October 31st, and we call it Autumnal Dress Up Day because we don't like to use the H word.
Right.
Some people are offended by that.
Yeah, anything to avoid Halloween.
Yeah. But some kids still dressed up as witches or ghosts, and that did offend some people.
Okay.
This year, all the costumes need to be pre-approved by me before they can be seen on the school grounds. That way, we don't have any costumes that could be offensive.
All right, can I actually just be a little honest? It just seems
Absolutely.
like you're going a little too far in the attempt of not being offensive to anyone. And it's Halloween, it's
Well,
dress up, it's fun.
no, we can't say that word. It's not Halloween. It's Autumnal Dress Up Day. It's a day that we dress up in
I
autumn
see.
for fun. Okay. So, regardless of your feelings, we have to do it the way we have to do it. So, what is your son going to be dressing up as for Autumnal Dress Up Day?
Well, for Halloween, my son will be dressing up as a pirate.
Ooh, that is not a good choice. I'm sorry.
What
I
do you mean it's
can't.
not a good choice? That's a great choice. That's what he wants to be. It's just a pirate.
Well, that could be offensive to a lot of people. We can't have that here at our school. I'm sorry.
Who is that offensive to? Pirates?
Oh, many people. Some of our children may have pirate ancestors, and we need to be sensitive. Their
Are you kidding
cultural.
me? Pirate ancestors? Why is that like even a thing?
Wow. Now maybe I understand why your son is a little insensitive to our pirate friends. Listen, wearing an eye patch or speaking with exaggerated R's could really have a negative impact on the other kids. So, no pirates for Autumnal Dress Up Day.
Are you joking? This is unbelievable.
Well, maybe you could send him as a Pittsburgh Pirate from the Major League Baseball team.
You're a school. You should be encouraging creativity and encouraging
Well,
open-minded spaces, not this.
creativity, as long as it doesn't offend. So go wild, go crazy, be whatever you want to be. Just make sure that nobody can be offended by it, okay?
Okay, so you're telling me that my son can't even be a pirate. I mean, like, this is ridiculous.
He can be whatever he wants to be.
No, he can't be. He wants to be a pirate. You're not letting him be that.
No.
The only other costume we have is Superman.
Oh boy. I can tell you a lot that's wrong with that one. No, that's not approved either. I'm sorry.
How is that one not approved? That is the one Halloween costume that everyone has been.
Well, let's focus on the name. I mean, first of all, Superman.
No.
Shouldn't it be Super Person? Probably Super
No,
Person, okay?
it's Superman. That's the character name. Why is that offensive?
Well, and that is a very offensive name. Okay, we shouldn't be putting gender labels on our
But
superheroes.
that's the character's name. Are you
It
crazy?
is his name, but we don't know who he identifies as, do we?
He identifies as a man because his name is
No.
Superman.
Well, that's the title they gave him. That's not the title he gave himself. Nobody ever asked him. I looked back at all those comics. Nobody once asked him who he identifies with. They just slapped a label on him, and all of a sudden, he's Superman. He might not have even identified as a man or a woman. He might have identified as a goat. He might have wanted to be Super Goat, and he should have been able to be.
Oh, I see. So Super Goat? So my son could go as Super
Well.
Goat and that would be fine with you, but not
Well,
Superman?
no, he wouldn't be able to go as Super Goat. Unfortunately, there are a lot of goats who don't have superpowers, and they could probably be a little offended at that.
Let me ask you a question, sir. Let me ask you a question. What the heck can he go as?
Ooh, that is a good question, and I was hoping you were asking. I've got a great idea for all of the students this year. How about you have him dress up as a scary student?
What is a scary student?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's just his normal school attire, and he does his work and then goes home. But we get to
That's
call it.
not scary.
Well, you say it's scary, it could be. So I want all the students this year just to go as students. That way nobody's feelings get hurt.
You know what? You're a total imbecile.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your brother Robert set you up.
What are you talking about? Is this a school?
No, this isn't the school. It's a joke. Your brother said that you were complaining about your son's school being too PC, so he wanted me to mess with you.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No, I think it's okay if your kid goes to school as a pirate.
Good.
I mean,
good.
Personally, I'm offended, but you can let him go as a pirate if you want to.
I mean, it's ridiculous, right? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous what kind of schools will do this.
It is ridiculous that kids will dress up as pirates at school. That is totally uncalled for.